This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Sunday, and he was basically starting to tell all about the real power struggles going on between different agencies in the federal government. So Dr. Steve Pachernik is going to be on with us in the third hour. We'll have open phones for the last 30 minutes so you can ask Steve Pachernik your own questions. So that's coming up today. We also have Edward T. Haslam on, who wrote Dr. Mary's Monkey, How the Unsolved Murder of a Doctor, a Secret Laboratory in New Orleans, and Cancer-Causing Monkey Viruses are linked to Lee Harvey Oswald, the JFK assassination, and emerging global pandemics. Forward by Jim Mars. We sell this book at InfoWarsStore.com, but that's a side issue. The reason it's important is it gets into how they manufacture a lot of these pandemics. And a lot of times the cure is worse than the disease. So we'll spend 30 minutes with the author of Dr. Mary's Monkey, excellent book. Getting into the weaponization of cancer, more than just focusing in on Ebola and the laboratories developing that, getting a different perspective. We had, of course, the gentleman, Stephen Hatfield, the doctor who was accused of anthrax on, the top bioweapons expert, to get into Ebola. People said, some people said, we don't agree with the stuff he said and his views. Well, we bring you different perspectives. This is not a cult. And then I tell you what I think is going on as best I can tell, and you can make up your own mind. Kind of like Fox News always said, we report, you decide. The Democrats said, they distort, you decide. But as far as I'm concerned, all those big media outlets have a globalist agenda. I have an agenda of trying to tell the truth, trying to be accurate, trying to build a better world for my children and a better world for your children because they're going to live together into the future. We're all on this ship together. We'll open the phones up in the first hour today as well. Ferguson is really heating up. They can say that the verdict of the grand jury on whether to indict the police officer or not is going to be coming out in a matter of 3-4 days. It could be any minute. They are bracing for it. I think the longer they wait, the worse they make it. Because it's just building and the media is now covering it, throwing gas on the fire. You can't really blame them, though. It is a news issue. Because what we've seen with Obama and MSNBC is a pure racial division agenda to get everybody fighting with each other. And the attempt to legitimize things like the knockout game and what I'd call black-on-white, black-Klan type activity. Humans are just humans. Humans have the same types in all, quote, groups. And they act the same. And it was kosher for the Klan in the South in some areas to attack black people. And so they did it. And now it's kosher to take any wrong towards a black person in some areas and project it onto whites in general. And there obviously are a lot of police abuses as well, so that throws gas on the fire. And there's a lot of mistrust of the government in general, and then that rolls downhill on the police departments. The globalists do want to divide and conquer. They do want us fighting with the cops, though. They do want an us-against-them mentality. The last thing they want us to do is to take control of our local police departments and reach out to them. That will break the globalist takeover through the feds. And that's why I've really attempted to hold up good police in the last 5-6 years instead of just knee-jerk reaction, attack the police constantly, because that's what the globalists want. And we have to not have the Civil War. And Ferguson I just got chills. Every time I talk about it, I do, because it's we're on the verge of civil war. Homeland Security has set it all up. They've stirred it all up. And are we dumb enough to kill each other? In fact, get me the From Russia with Love clip, please, about the fighting fish, the Siamese fighting fish. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
We decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Fighting fish, fascinating creatures, brave but on the whole stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional one such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us.
I hope Cranston's efforts as director of planning will continue to be as successful as his chess.
They will be. According to your instructions, I've planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new electrodecoding machine. For this, we need the services of a female member of the Russian cryptograph section in Turkey and the help of the British Secret Service. Naturally, neither the Russians nor the British will be aware that they are now working for us.
Number three, is your section ready to carry out Kronstein's directives?
Yes, number one. The operation will be organized according to Kronstein's plan. I have selected a suitable girl from the Russian consulate in Istanbul. She's capable, cooperative, and her loyalty to the state is beyond question.
And you're absolutely sure she believes you're still head of operations for Soviet intelligence?
It is most unlikely she would know I'm now working for Spectre. Moscow has kept my defection secret from everyone but a few members of the Presidium.
For your sake, I hope so. Kronstein, you're sure this plan is foolproof?
Yes, it is. Because I have anticipated every possible variation of countermove.
But what makes you think that M, the head of British intelligence, will oblige you by falling in with your plan?
For the simple reason that this is so obviously a trap. My reading of the British mentality is that they always treat a trap as a challenge. And in any case, they couldn't possibly pass up even the slightest chance of getting their hands on an electrodecoder. They have wanted one for years.
Mm-hmm. All that you say could be true. What else?
As an added refinement, I think that Spectre would probably have the chance of a personal revenge for the killing of our operative, Dr. No. Because the man the British will almost certainly use on a mission of this sort would be their agent, James Bond.
Let his death be a particularly unpleasant and humiliating one.
Good. I shall put my plan into operation straight away. And there will be no failure.
I have probably played that clip 20 times over the years. Because it's divide and conquer. Jakari Jackson made a little piece detailing it, comparing it to the fictitious character Cobra Commander. But when you understand that high-level OSS and then MI6, Ian Fleming, wrote the James Bond books that then became the movie, the films, then you understand how shocking it all is. Because they're basically telling you what's really going on. Of course, I wouldn't call it Spectre. I would call it the Carlyle Group. I wouldn't call it Chaos, to use the Get Smart comedy. I would call it the Bilderberg Group. When you look at the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the UN, it's only a few hundred people that chair and head up all these organizations, and then they interface with the corporate heads who have a moonraker plan. We're living in their master plan. We know a lot of their plan because much of it's public. What they wrote about in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s that's been declassified, we can now see was actually carried out, and you can follow their previous long-term engineering project and see where it's going. The secret space programs, the other secret programs that are going on are so advanced, the elite now behave as if we don't even exist, and the public decisions have been made and have been publicly announced in scores of publications that the cleanup world government is being established. The robots and computers and smart grids are now being put in place. The tentacles are being sent out to tie into every system. And the great war against humanity is now being launched. But incrementally in third world areas where communications aren't good and where people can't get word out or get help. And then we will sit back afar, accepting the technocracy as a cocoon of protection as we're under these great black wings of the carrion beast. And then it'll be phased in incrementally into the planned opolis, the social engineering, Viruses are already being released into the vaccine, nanotech-engineered systems they call viruses, to reduce fertility as if we are living in Children of Men, the film, until only artificial babies will be capable of being produced. That's being phased in now. But humans are an incredibly resilient species, and we'll have our own mutations against what's being done to us. The system knows that. And there will be a cultural, societal, genetic race memory through all of the derivations of Homo sapiens sapien and hybrid Homo sapiens sapiens. And there will be a conscious response, a subconscious response, a mass subconscious response that the establishment's fully aware of and trying to gauge and control and placate through movies and culture that are giving us simulated race consciousness victories while on the physical plane we are being destroyed. And that's why you're seeing so many Hollywood films come out basically telling the truth, decrying the police state, decrying the technocracy, decrying those that don't want us to get off the planet, decrying the eugenicist, is because it's a revelation of the method. And even the producers and writers of those films don't understand this until they're told it by people like me. And then their mouths hang open and they say, that's why they wouldn't let us do this in the past, but now it's not just about the money because freedom is popular. That's why we were approached by the CIA. That's why we were approached by MIT. That's why we were approached by the Ford Foundation or Carnegie Endowment for Peace. That's why they made recommendations of changes, because they're just giving you a revelation of the method of what they're doing so your subconscious mind is prepared and comfortable with the death of the species. And out of that mutagenic abomination, they believe will rise the mutated human species to merge with the computers, to merge with the silicon life form, and the new species will be born, and it might as well as be as alien as something from a trillion light years away coming through a wormhole. But it won't come from a wormhole, and it won't come from the Horsehead Nebula. It will come from this planetoid orbiting that standard sun. Remember that. When you sit here and think this is whacked out stuff, you are on a planetoid orbiting a sun. An asteroid belt and Mars lay out towards the gas giants and the Kuiper belt. And the great long march of our species, the nomads, and our love of inventiveness and of working together against impossible odds and against creatures far more powerful than us. We have conquered the planet, and we're sold that that's an evil idea and a bad thing because they don't want you to admire yourself. They don't want you to have that dignity of where you come from as a species. That's why the most low of us still is an amazing creature. But they've been turned into golem-like creatures scrabbling after the signets and symbols of success, the logos of power, not the true power that already beats in your breast as the blue blood pours through your veins and arteries. And no, I'm not saying we're all blue bloods. Your blood is blue. It's blue in your veins and red in your arteries. When it spills out on the ground, it's black. And it's destined to colonize the universe. And these evil priests of the Illuminati sitting there as the preachers up in their pulpits, up in their satanic command bases, tell you you're destined to fall, you're destined to fail, you're destined to die, you're destined to roll over, you're destined to submit. And that when you act like a lowly coward rolling around on the ground, you'll be teleported out. Every time I see these emails and texts about, you shouldn't say you defend your family if a killer came in your house. Christ wouldn't do that. You should lay down when an intruder comes and pee on them. Those are the comments on YouTube. That's what the feds advise. Of course, Christ said, show your garment by a sword. Christ beat the money changers with a whip. all the other prophets, you name it, didn't go along with what they were ordered to do. They stood. John the Baptist, all of them. Christ gave himself up as a sacrifice to be abused and to be tortured as an example. To be the phoenix rising from the ashes. Christ was there to take the fall and rise again. Christ was there to be martyred. That's why he let them kill him. Not because Christians are supposed to lie down and be murdered. Stay with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door is locked. Bills are paid. You've got a job that keeps the lights on and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Supermeal Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Dash 2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that get your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
There's a woman in the night. She's got a baby in her hand. Red, white, and blue. of Texas. FEMA Region 6. It's Veterans Day. And I wonder, in all these parades and events they're going to be having, I think are great, are they going to talk about the death panels and the secret death list of all the major VAs? Are they going to talk about how they're trying to take veterans who have nonviolent records, have done nothing wrong, take their guns? Because in the Homeland Security reports, they say the veterans are the new terrorist. There was another report out yesterday with a police chief saying they need the MRAPs to fight returning veterans, the armored vehicles. And they just keep saying, veterans will IED, improvised explosive device, your department. That's in federal documents, been in the news for 5-6 years, that they tell them, you're training to fight veterans, they're going to bomb you. You know, cops, let me just say something, because I know you're not stupid when it comes to criminal stuff on average. No more about the public, I'll say that. You know, they're trying to hire dumb detectives and people now because criminals run the government and don't want to be found out. And that's on record as well. If there's no crime going on, if somebody keeps saying that house is going to get burned down, that house is going to get burned down, and files a bunch of reports in a year, and there's no evidence and no suspect, and then the house burns down, who do you go talk to? You go talk to the person that keeps saying somebody's going to burn that church down, or somebody's going to burn that down, or somebody's going to throw Molotov cocktails at the governor's mansion. You go to that person because obviously they're the prime suspect, and 9 times out of 10 it's going to end up being them. Inside job. So they just keep saying, in fact, that's scrolled off. That's in Featured News Archive. You print me that. The headline's like, Top Cop Says MRAPs are for the Tea Party, and then it gets into veterans in the article. And the Pentagon trains for that. The Tea Party's not doing anything. Has the lowest crime rate in all the statistics out there. Conservatives, libertarians, Christians, everybody knows that. It's in the criminology reports. So why is that the main threat? Because you're not criminals. That's why. Because the government's planning stuff so evil, so over the top, so criminal, the illegitimate government, that it wants to get the cops ready and tell you that's the enemy. Well, you're not stupid, police. Don't you have a lot more in common with the vets? Most of you are vets than you do with the scumbag politicians that have run this country into the ground intentionally. So that's what I think about on Veterans Day. I think about on Veterans Day the fact that what they're doing in Obamacare and the rationing and the death list and the death panels and all the things that have now been admitted has been tested out at least the last 6 years, 7 years. It did get worse under Obama. You just can't deny it. They started putting the veterans by the tens of thousands a year on a no treatment list. Now, it's the law to treat them. The money's been paid to treat them. It's not that you don't have the money to treat them. You just give them pills, and it's a death panel. It's a bioethics committee. You hear them saying, don't, you know, kill kids up to age 5, kill old people. This is what's going on. This is being sold that, hey, you're of no use. We're going to kill you. Hey, grandma's of no use. Throw it down a well. This is such a barbarous society. We've had VA supervisors on record before all this broke saying older veterans should be shot in the head to save money. We reported that before the veteran scandal broke. That's their attitude towards them. We have major whistleblowers on it. That whistleblower is in the top 5 people in the hospital, in the huge medical facility. They're happy to say they're a director. We got all their credentials, but we didn't use their name. Major East Coast facility, one of the biggest in the country. And the attitude is, we hate the veterans. By the administrators. The rank and file are trying to help, on average. It's the same in every organization. It's the same story. So that's what I'm talking about on Veterans Day. When we come back, I'm going to get into Obama over in Asia, and I'm going to get into depopulation vaccine in Kenya, mainstream news, sterilizing Africans via the shots. The UN's been caught. They don't have major Catholic bishops going public and scientists. I mean, they're caught red-handed. But it's Africa, so they're just like, oh, nobody cares. Like over here, nobody cares. Gardasil shots killing people. It's not just that they're black Africans. People don't care, period. It's this attitude of, well, yeah, 60,000 kids got paralyzed after they took the Bill and Melinda Gates polio vaccine in 1 year alone in India. 64,000 at the number one. Big deal. Yeah, a bunch of them died. Big deal. Let's move along now, okay, to how scary the boogeyman is under the table. But when we come back, the University of Pennsylvania deleted the Obamacare architect video after backlash and told Fox News they couldn't air it. It's fair use to air 30 seconds of something, especially when it's a public university. And guess what, scumbags? You may have censored the video. We're going to play it over and over again now, okay? Remember the guy that said, yeah, Americans are dumb idiots. Yeah, we're screwing them over.
We're on the march.
Scum.
The empire's on the run.
We're going to come back.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio
Network. Yeah, you like it?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I said it yesterday, and I'm very careful about my words, and I'll say it again. When you are hired by the White House to be part of an advisor to come up with a strategy on rolling out Obamacare that has the eugenics, bioethics, rationing of care, death panels in them, that is written by foreign insurance companies to double and then triple and then quadruple over 5 years the average premium of healthy people that have been insured for decades, like my dad and my mother. You've already seen a doubling now. And myself, it's gone up almost double for my family. And you say we package it this way so that Congress wouldn't know it was a tax, so we could roll it through, and transparency was key. in getting it over on the dumb voters, and the other professors are nodding, that is a criminal conspiracy. And that is a confession. I don't know of a grand jury out there that wouldn't say that it wasn't fraud to write reports and to go out and be a pundit. Remember, it was like 7, 8 years ago, as a Washington Post headline, GAO, General Accounting Office, rules that fake news is illegal. In fact, you can probably type in GAO rules, fake news is illegal. And it reported on tens of billions spent by the federal government, directed by the White House, but Congress was involved, to buy off the media behind the scenes to pay money to Fox News, CNN. Armstrong Williams was the one guy. They always pick one guy when a big corrupt story comes out. Oh, he got $200,000 or $340,000 to go around on a syndicated radio show. And he's been on the show before. He's a pretty good guy. But he took that money to go and promote Head Start and say it was conservative to federalize education. It's through Head Start that Michelle Obama gets to tell your kids what to eat. Yeah, there it is. Washington Post. Administration rejects ruling on PR videos. GAO called tapes illegal propaganda. Man, my memory's good. 2005. I said 6, 7 years ago, though. My memory wasn't good on that. Okay, so time flies. I look up, it's like 2014, about 2015. I can't even believe it now. So when I say this is illegal, I'm ready to be sued. And knock on wood, I haven't been for defamation or slander or libel. Had a few threats, and I said, okay, here's my lawyers, here's our defense. They stick their tail between their legs because I'm ready to go to court with this guy. I'm ready to go to court with Obama. I'm ready to have them throw me in that briar patch any day. I know criminal activity when I see it. And when they sit up there on television and in print media and say, we lied to people and they're dumb, it's like Zuckerberg saying, our users trust us, they're dumb effers. These people have made you billions of dollars, Zuckerberg. You sold them a pump and dump on your Facebook stock. You censor people. You manipulate. You claim you're free and open. You're not. You're a fraud. But you know what? It's your company, and you can have it in the terms and conditions and lawyer speak and cheat people and sell their data and use it, but it's not illegal. He admits to calling them dumb effers. But when you work in the government and you take money to be in a commission and then you lie and deceive, is that not fraud? Is fraud not illegal? I want this professor prosecuted. And I'm going to make some phone calls and talk to some criminal lawyers I know and others and make sure I get all the proper terms straight. But, I mean, just under the propaganda function, to be paid to go out and deceive is illegal. GAO ruling, and there's a bunch of other federal and state rulings, not just a bureaucratic ruling. But everyone on their face knows that coming out and saying we lied to people to pass something that takes money from them, that's theft. Now, maybe this guy isn't consciously a racketeer, because when you work with a bunch of other people for a fraud, it's organized. It's racketeering. It's a racketeering practice. Maybe he doesn't know up in his little pinhead ivory tower as an economist what he's doing. Maybe there's an ignorance plea. But it's kind of like with murder. Okay, so it's manslaughter, Mac. You didn't know when you punched him in the face he'd fall over and hit his head on the curb. Doesn't matter. You're still liable. These people need to be punished. He wants to parade around up there on television. It was originally on the university network system and then re-aired on C-SPAN, according to the reports I have. And then they want to run around and threaten Fox News to not air it, saying, we don't give you permission. Hey, you're a bunch of lawyers over there, jerks. We can't take an entire university transmission and try to sell DVDs of it as if anybody would want to buy that. But we can take the clip and put it in a film if we want as part of the context and sell it. Not that we want to do that. And we can sure play it on radio and TV to show what you said in a public forum on television about screwing us. There's a public interest and the public paid for the university. I would love that lawsuit. The court would cite you, double the attorney's fees, and time and damages. I know. The university's been threatening to sue people now who play the clip. Good. Sue me. I'm not a litigious person, but I will slap you down. I can't believe how stupid all these lawyers are. Or maybe they're not stupid. Maybe they think I'm dumb, like what you call the public. I'm not dumb. I'm not dumb. I could be more corrupt and evil than all you combined, but I refuse to screw people. I refuse to sell out my honor, so I know all your tricks, you little rat. This is what Internet 2 is about, where corporations or universities, they get a lot of power in this. They can shut down administratively your website or your content just by claiming. Or if you do it three times, no judge, no jury, no adjudication, nothing, they will just ban you off the Internet forever. And that's why Obama announced the end of passcodes. That's why Obama came out and said, I'm directing that you use biometrics, because then they can have you biometrically tied to the Internet. You won't be able to use your smartphone. You won't be able to use the Internet computers if they banned you from the web. An Internet blacklist is what China's now going to, biometrically working with Microsoft. This is their dastardly plan. Obama's cybersecurity advisor. Biometrics will replace passwords for safety's sake. It's for your safety. Maloney. It's to tax you and track you and control every aspect of your life. It's another racketeering fraud. It's racketeering when globally they get together with the car manufacturers and governments at these big trade agreement summits they have outside of law that now supersede our law, according to their claims, and say, by the year 2008, you look this up. That's why I stumble. I'm going to memory. By the year 2008, all cars globally must have the box that tracks everywhere you go, what you do, a record of service, everything. And now they're adding GPS to it in most cars. And then they announce we're going to tax you by the mile. That is an organized system outside of law, outside of regulation, outside of state or federal law being done by these people. There's USA Today. Black boxes for cars raise privacy concerns. Magically, they're globally standardized. Magically, they started taxing people in a trial program in New York, Austin, Texas, and San Fran, Cisco. It's always the trendy areas. Oh, I really like it. Oh, I really like it. You see, and I'm only giving you a few examples. Mechanized, scientific, rolled out, like aliens were doing it or something. This is a total rewrite of everything. A huge scientific takeover designed to hurt you and your family. Period. And you don't join with this, and then you're just part of the new aristocracy. You're part of the new elite. You're an aristocrat. No. It was Frank Herbert that said that every rebel is secretly a wannabe aristocrat, to paraphrase his quote. That's why I've had so many elites say to me, look, just join us. You'll get power. You'll get more with us. Just come on. You're a well of power and evil. I'm not bragging. This kind of stuff I've been told. You just know you want to join us, and you're just a pit of ambitions. You need it. No, I'm a pit of hating you. I'm a pit of not standing bullies. I'm a pit of loving humanity. I am what my name means, a defender of humanity. And I don't think that's something special. I don't understand why everybody likes to screw each other over and stab each other in the back. I won't be part of it. When they shovel me into my grave, never. And I don't want some nanotech blight to get out and kill the atmosphere. Some Andromeda strain that shows up in some laboratory. That's the real threat, is the super science stuff that's now here that isn't science fiction at all. And what the elite are doing is out of control. They're out of control, and they are in control, but they are out of control. They are inept. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, again, your chance to get involved on air, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We are living in epic times. We are living in incredible times of change, the best of times, the worst of times, a tale of two cities. We are here. There is so much opportunity. There is so much wonderment. There is so much incredible things in this wide, wide world and universe. There is so much goodness. There is so much beauty. There is so much happening, but it's compartmentalized, it's atomized, and it's scientifically being targeted. And that's why you know the globalists are bad, because they wage war on virtue. They wage war on honor. They seek to pull humanity down instead of empowering humanity. They've written humanity off. They don't need beasts of burden anymore. They don't need soldiers anymore. They're not going to need police soon, or bureaucrats, or lawyers. This is the systematic, incremental, in phases, destruction of our species. Genetically, we're already being irrevocably damaged, vandalized, and in concentric rings, the New World Order technocrats will pose as the saviors, as they are the authors of our destruction. And my transmission to you is really a warning to those in the future, when there is no doubt, that you understand who the authors are and were, so that they be convicted in the court of public opinion now and into the future. But we are facing a time that will be like none other we've seen before, and certainly into the future. It's an epic time. We are living in the most fantastical science fiction dystopic adventure under hardcore entertainment mind control, hardcore trendy control. They use our tribal systems of peer pressure and conformity against us. They use their knowledge of who we are, like a psychopath uses their knowledge to entice a small child into their creeper van. We don't admire the psychopath that can trick a child into the van. We hate them and loathe them. Oh, the elite are so smart. They know how to lie. Oh, the elite are so cool. They know how to deceive. You know how to keep a child in a box so they don't know how to talk, like Skinner did, and then talk about how smart you are because you could reduce someone down to nothing. That's what you build? That's what you do? I could do that for you in about 10 seconds. Just get out on the highway and I'll run over you. Oh, but you do it slow, don't you? You enjoy sucking the life force out of the innocent, holding us down, holding humanity down. Well, let me tell you, you're not going to hold humanity down forever. And just like you step on a cockroach, you're not happy when you step on it. You catch a big one in your kitchen at night. But you say, sorry, pal, and you grab that catalog that came in the mail that you're going to throw away, and you go, pow. You get a napkin, scoop them up, spray some Windex on there, throw it in the trash, throw it in the toilet. I won't take any pleasure. And this energy going out to future humans that will defeat you, this energy doesn't take any pleasure in your destruction. It just needs to be done, because you're a trillion times worse than a cockroach. A cockroach fulfills an interest. It fulfills a niche of eating dead meat that needs to be cleaned up. You kill society so you can feed on the meat. You would dumb down this whole civilization so you could chase us down easier and feel more powerful, because you're stunted and ugly and twisted. and you don't like the strong, you don't like the brave, you don't like the good. It's your fancy to see us fail, to see us stumble, to see us poisoned, to see us confused, to see us in pain. Let's play this professor, Jonathan Gruber. They took it off Infowars.com and has the report. They told Fox News they couldn't air it. Video of Obamacare architect Jonathan Gruber saying a lack of transparency was crucial in fooling, quote, stupid Americans, which caused controversy, was subsequently deleted from the University of Pennsylvania, only to be reinstated after backlash, the Streisand effect. And they told Fox News they couldn't air it, so Fox News didn't. Fox News doesn't ask permission to air our stuff. They know full well you don't need permission. Fox News doesn't want to air this. The Republican leadership doesn't want to get rid of Obamacare. Rupert Murdoch has endorsed Hillary Clinton. Do you understand? With this type of video and the other architect admitting it's a screw job, we could bring it down. Let's go to Gruber.
It's just, you can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay? Transparent financing, unless I have transparent financing, all transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay? So it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay? Just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
No.
And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass.
Yeah, like and, you want to attack when somebody's asleep. Or, exactly, or like if you're carjacking somebody, you want to do it at night, nobody's around. You want to get them when they're distracted. That's just, you know, it's an advantage to attack somebody from behind. Yeah. These are the professors running the country. Okay?
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes and surroundings. Without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Natural and man-made nuclear radiation can find its way into our living environment. And Maser instruments are your best line of defense. Unlike lower-cost products, Maser instruments detects all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-rays. Most products require you manually turn them on for each use. But Maser instruments are different. They're designed to be always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Maser instruments are laboratory grade, EMP resistant, and powered by common 9-volt batteries. Get the details at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
I was called by the New York Times, I was called by the LA Times, I was called by New York Magazine, and a bunch of others in the last few years, as they were doing searches. I found out why. They were wondering how he kept breaking big stories. And also, Rob Dew's nickname is Deucifer, because he used to yell at some of the TV crew. I mean, he's really nice, but you know, he would gripe at him. So Marcos Morales started calling him Deucifer and put a name tag on his desk that said Deucifer. And so a couple times they would ask me, "And who's Deucifer?" Because I'd said that on air and it had been in transcripts, and I said, "That's Rob Dew," and I had to explain, "No, I'm not Deucifer." Well, Deucifer has gone public. And Paul Watts has got a video report up on InfoWars.com. He's going to be joining us in the next hour. This just broke. When I saw this report during the break, it sent chills down my spine. Because you know about the missing nukes out of Dyess Air Force Base. Within days of us saying that, Lindsey Graham said prepare for the East Coast to be nuked. That was in CBS News. I mean, that really did happen. You notice the base never, when it was in newspapers and stuff, us saying it, never responded and said that's ridiculous. Because there was a big scene with the base security. They said, you got to sign for this. There's not even supposed to be nukes here. Where are these 18-wheelers going? And the base commander came out and did a written order and said, stand down. And the police, because they had private police there, almost didn't do it. Because the military was freaking out. I mean, do you really think we want to just break stuff like that and it's not true? Well, Deucifer has hacked a lot of top people, and the word is Deucifer hacked into, and the plan is to nuke Chicago. Now, it's funny because I remember seeing it on CNN. He did this before 9/11, but also after. Gary Hart and Warren Rudman of the Hart-Rudman Commission of the Council on Foreign Relations was on television. I think it was CNN. We got to find that clip. And he said, Chicago, Dallas, Cleveland, and Denver will be nuked by terrorists. And then it was like a weird message out to everybody. And they do this. Just like he sent that letter to Ahmed Dinajid saying, yeah, we staged 9/11 and we'll stage other stuff and blame it on you. And then published it in the Huffington Post. It was thinly veiled. He said, you know, we stage stuff, the main things like that. Don't think we won't attack you just because the public's against it. You better do what we say. And Iran pretty much did. So, see, for whatever reason, you know, Larry Silverstein went and bought the Sears Tower and all that. We were on two affiliates in Chicago. There's major indicators they're going to hit Chicago. And I don't know when, and I've told you about a nuclear false flag to bring in martial law. This is a big deal. We're going to talk to Watson about it. We're going to talk to Watson about it, or I'll play his report, bare minimum. Start next hour. We'll go to your phone calls as well. What a job, I tell you. Before we go any further, and that's so sensational, but it's all true. I just wish reality wasn't so incredibly dangerous. And they might hit Austin. You never know where they're going to hit. Before I go any further, I'm not going to get into it. We are selling out of Survival Shield X2. It'll probably be sold out in a week, maybe 3-4 weeks till we get more in. The Nascent Iodine, the turbocharges myself and my family, and you've heard the rave reviews. We've still got it 10% off of the biodefense pack. I'm just going to offer it till it sells out, and that special will be gone. We're selling out basically of everything. We do have more of the colloidal silver and OccuPower that was out for 3 months, 4 months. That's back. Excellent. Especially like the poor man's DNA force. It does so much not just for the eyes, but their cells. OccuPower, one of the strongest, best formulas out there. OxyPowder is sold out, but only for 2 days, so it's officially not sold out. We've got a whole bunch of other products, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and your partial supports the transmission. With this bad winter coming up and all the bugs, it's time to boost your immune system today. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Stay with us. Paul's coming up.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nathan Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nathan Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.